the rest of the story. Joseph was an architect, a designer, and an inventor. To Joseph's credit is a city waterworks plant. He was chief engineer of a prominent local factory. He has published a profound volume on mathematics and mechanics, geometry and physics for the Department of Sanitation. In fact, he invented the first ever mechanical street sweeper, so his future is promising, his profession is fulfilling, his life is a happy life until one day trouble in the family. Joseph's brother, leader of a dance orchestra, trying desperately to cope with his own busy schedule, his own whirlwind existence, has fallen seriously ill. The doctors call it a nervous breakdown. On the strength of the dance orchestra's popularity, Joseph's brother has been supporting the rest of the family. The youngest brother, two sisters, the mother, and now the music is silent. Bankruptcy is in the wings, and the cry comes out, "Help us, Brother Joseph!" And Brother Joseph did help, and because he did, each generation since has... Well, I'm getting ahead of the rest of the story. Joseph, as I say, was a successful architect, a designer, an inventor. His brother was the leader of a dance orchestra, and his brother was seriously ill. The doctors called for 6 months' absolute rest, which in itself was all well and good. The family could live on their savings for that long. They would not starve. But after such a long absence from the music business, would Joseph's brother be welcome once again? And if not, how would he support the rest of the family? Inventor Joseph was respected and successful, but he was not wealthy. It was the dance orchestra, the music business, that really paid. In desperation, everybody turned to Brother Joseph with a most remarkable, seemingly impossible proposition. Joseph himself would have to give up his business, his inventing, and take his brother's place, give up his own profession for 6 months to become an orchestra leader. Well, the suggestion startled Joseph. As a boy, he'd learned to play the piano a little, but he was no musician. Even if he could learn enough about music to get by for half a year, would the public accept him? Joseph was so much more subdued than his dashing brother. The thought of appearing on stage in front of an orchestra was frightening beyond words. Surely his insecurity, his awkwardness would show through, but the facts were hard and cold. Joseph was his brother's only hope of surviving a long recuperation and having a profession to return to. So Joseph reluctantly agreed. With the same drive and precision that he demonstrated in his architectural career, Joseph set about learning music theory and instrumental performance and composition, and he was ready in time to take over his brother's engagements. And his brother did recover, but by then there was another fine musician in the family. Joseph maintained his interest in architecture and in invention, but now music was his life. Fortunately for all of us, history has forgotten that he invented the first mechanical street sweeper. History has remembered him instead for nearly 300 musical compositions which he left behind without knowing their names. You've danced to many of them. For Joseph, the young engineer who learned music only to save his brother's career, came to share the glory of a great family name, a name which has since become synonymous with the Viennese waltz. For his brother was Johann Strauss, and he was Joseph Strauss. And that is the rest of the story.